people feel very much that there was a betrayal of trust, and that the effort that they put in and the patience that they displayed and the flexibility was really counts for nothing. And we really question, does the government consider the Garda Síochána an essential service? Because every other blue light service, every other emergency response service in the country is vaccinated, the military are vaccinated, but here's the boys and girls in blue sitting at the back of the queue again. Are the government again exploiting us because we don't, because they feel we don't have that recourse that our unions have? But what members are saying is, there is health and safety legislation. We don't have to be obliged to take risks. And maybe individual members will be looking at situations when they're dispatched, and they'll be wondering, has my employer protected me? Have they provided the right equipment? And am I being put in danger? So the good faith, the green jersey, the putting the shoulder to the wheel, all the things that our members did up to now, they're starting to look back and say, aren't we the fools for putting ourselves out there and making those dangers? So, look, as regards what we'll do, we'll have to get more clarity from the minister who we met. We'll have to discuss it, and we'll have to see what options are open. But we do feel we're being exploited.